This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Morning Run. And let's talk about the floods that happened over the weekend, because Malaysia experienced one of the worst flash floods in decades, with heavy downpours from Friday onwards, resulting in 700 millimetres of rainfall on Friday and another 1,000 on Saturday across six states.
While the cost of the floods and impact to business have yet to be calculated, over 30,000 have been displaced, countless homes lost as villages and townships remain submerged in the just 24 hours of rain. So while Sunday did bring a bit of short reprieve as well as for today, the Met does anticipate that low tropical pressure from Typhoon Rai will continue to bring more rainfall in the coming days, but I believe that situation is also changing rapidly. So how prepared are we in anticipating and managing these and future flash floods? And what lessons can we learn to avoid more damage to infrastructure and loss of life?
So to help us conduct a quick post-mortem on our preparedness and emergency response, we have on the line with us MP for Klang, Charles Santiago. Good morning, YB. Now, please tell us, what is the situation on the ground? Because I think we all saw pictures of the Klang River overflowing. I mean, what areas are most impacted?
Good morning. At this time, at least in Klang, the most affected area would be Klang Utama. I was there last night, and it was devastating to see thousands of houses submerged under anywhere between 4 feet and 6 feet of water. But in general, I must say that the water has receded in most part of Klang, and the focus now would be on Sri Muda. So Sri Muda would be the center point, if you want, followed by Klang Utama.
Right. So what are the needs of your constituency? What is most urgently required at the moment?
There are two sets of issues, one involving households and the other involving industries. I think households are starting to move in and then start cleaning up. For both households and industries, it's devastating. And clearly, from a financial standpoint, both households as well as businesses will have suffered huge amounts of losses. In the areas of Pulau Indah, for example, as well as Telogong, and as well as for Meru, in Klang, there are thousands and thousands of small and medium industries, and every one of them, literally every one of them, would have started to repair their machines, especially the expensive machines. So you're really looking at a massive cleaning process and a huge cost for industries. And don't forget, we have also millions of people staying across the Klang. And, you know, invariably, everybody would have been impacted by the floods, some more and some less. You can be assured that most of the houses, you would have had at least about a minimum of, you know, between 5 inches to, you know, anywhere between 4 to 6 feet involving water into their homes. So furnitures have gone. Cars would be devastated. Cars would have been, you know, some cars cannot be used anymore, have to be repaired. So there's a massive exercise that will take place in the next days and months.
How satisfied were you with the federal government's response to this flood?
I must say the federal government's response is highly inadequate and weak, I must say. One, the level of preparedness should have been at a higher level. People should have been warned already earlier enough that we are expecting, you know, irregular, and that there's going to be devastating, and that a possible Typhoon Rai could come to some parts of Peninsula Malaysia, including Klang and the Klang Valley. I think these kinds of warnings should have been made public earlier, and people should have been warned earlier that we could have high levels of water and therefore get prepared. Mm. So the level of preparedness among people was just zero. Nobody was prepared for this. It's a normal rain. On Friday, we had something like 700 mm of rain. And then on Saturday morning, 7 o'clock, it was 1,077. Unprecedented. I mean, totally unprecedented. It's never had such amounts of rain. Mm. I think it's the worst rain ever in the 50 years. It's been the worst worst floods in 50 years.
YB, I have a question though. I mean, we saw the pictures start emerging around noon or late morning when we could see the impact of the floods. I want to know, from that time till when did you see like the first federal agency out there helping the on the ground?
No, I think I'll be very honest though. I tried to reach out to some of them and I wasn't very happy with the response that I got. And in fact, it was quite clear they were overstretched. They were doing their job, but they did not have people on the ground to respond to a huge process in front of them. So I proposed to some of the authorities, which I do not want to name publicly, to bring reinforcement from outside of Selangor. So bring them from Negeri Sembilan, bring support system from Malacca, wherever you can find them, bring them into Klang right now. Klang needs it right now. In fact, I also tweeted about it. But yesterday it was interesting that I tweeted about Klang Utama and the need for urgent intervention of the army. And I was very pleased that the defense minister responded to that, responded to the tweet. He got one of his senior people to call me, Dato' Zakaria, a senior three-star general. And this morning, a meeting will take place about cleaning up Klang Utama. And then subsequently, I also asked them to help with Sri Mudais.
Now, you talk about the response to the floods, but could we have done something much better in anticipating it? Because you talked also about, you saw the rain heavy. Why was there no plan or preparedness or alert being raised much earlier, even before the floods kicked in?
I think that's the point I'm making. I mean, if you look at other countries, there's a notice already out, 48 hours or 56 hours before the rainfall. People are told, hey, this is going to be a huge rain. Be prepared. There will be floods. You know, move to, this is what you need to do if your house is flooded. There are all these protocols that are involved. And a whole list of lines that were given to you in order to call in an emergency. But nothing of that happened because I think the authorities did not anticipate a huge rainfall. Though. I mean, they simply don't anticipate. I mean, for a place like Klang, I was told by the Drainage and Irrigation Department, we can accommodate anywhere between 40 to 60 mm of rain. That's what I was told. So in a normal day. So they didn't think it would go higher. But when the rainfall was huge, running over 1,000 mm, I think it was just too much for the system to manage. And also at the same time, I think this actually calls for an urgent need to upgrade and rethink our drainage system in Klang Valley, though, especially in Klang. And I say that because it appears a month ago, we had something like 192 mm of rain in a short period of, I think, 3 hours. So I think when something like that happens, our drainage system cannot accommodate. Mm. So at a very less, in a short period of time, lots of rain is falling. So this is a new phenomenon, and I'm sure that the DIID knows about this phenomenon. And you can see a trend emerging. And of course, the most devastating trend is what took place on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
So it seems apparent that more funding needs to be directed to infrastructure, drainage, roads, evacuation services, shelter, and I think now, of course, the cleanup process, especially among the households. Do you think you'll get the funding? Are you asking for the funding from federal or even from state? Because people have been questioning what's the state's role in all this or whether they did enough.
You're absolutely right. I think both the state as well as the federal government needs to improve on their response mechanism. I think the Prime Minister was there in, I was in Klang yesterday. I wish he had, I prompted him to come to Klang on Saturday morning. Saturday morning, I issued a statement saying, hey, you have to come to Klang to see the devastation that is taking place and the need to support people on the ground, people, households and industries, and also to rethink and commit, rethink drainage in Klang, and also to rethink the way we design the future drainage improvements in Klang and elsewhere in Klang Valley. I proposed 100 million support for the upgrading, but he came and announced 1,000 ringgit for every family that's affected, and also 100 million, for which I don't think is enough at all. Klang's got 1.5 million people, and you know, huge and number of industries as well as households. So I don't think it is going to help be helpful at all. I think it's very urgent for the commit about Klang as well as Selangor as well, and also the Selangor government. The Selangor government needs to be a bit more out there to find solutions to problems that we already have, as opposed to responding. We are responding.
Okay.
And when a problem is developing, the response is very weak, pointless sometimes.
Okay, all right. Thank you for your time. That was MP for Klang YB Charles Santiago giving us a picture of what's happening on the ground and what is really needed to prevent this from happening again. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.